most always meets, everybody's good. Okay, I've been doing this for many years now, since I got to yeshiva. I decided to do my birthday this year, Lili Nishmas, my mother. She was Lili Nishmasa, Lili Chanahan Shabbat David. She was Nifteres a month after my chasana. We moved up to chasana in order so that she could participate. And she did participate, and it was wonderful. And then during Shavu Brachas, she was already bedridden, and she was already in the hospital. And then she was Nifteres soon after that. She has missed a large part of my life. She has she didn't meet any of my kids. She didn't see me make aliyah. She didn't see me become a Rebbe. She didn't. She missed out on all of a lot of my accomplishments, and that's very sad. And we miss her. But I hope that this year is Lili Nishmasa. I feel it's a big kavod for her when there's a nice sibur that comes together to learn Torah. Usually, and I've tried for the last 12 years to always make a new shir, always say something new, say something fresh. There was one year where I didn't. It was in Yana Diyoma, but besides that one year, I really try very, very hard. I thank my shir for putting up with, at least today, not having a regular shir. But thank you very much. Okay. We're going to do a little bit, and then we'll take a little break. We'll have some ragalot, some drinks, and then we'll continue the rest of the shir. Let me start with the problem. This is how I came to this sugya. The Gemara in Shabbos, which is about Chanukah in Makor number 1, the Gemara says after the story of the nace of the Pach Shemen, the very last lines of that story says, V'lo hayabo, in the third line in the middle, V'lo hayabo l'hadlik yom echad, naseh bo nesvi diku mimena shmona yamim, l'shona acheres, the next year, va'um v'asa'um yamim tovim b'halavodah. Chanukah was instituted. They were instituted as Yomim Tovim Bahal Avodah. What is the interpretation of that line? Rashi says, Makor number 2, Hachi Garsinan, Va'asa'um Yomim Tovim Bahal Avodah, Lo Sha'asurim B'malacha, Shelo Nikvu'u, El Dekros Halil, V'lomar Al-Anishim B'hodah. Rashi says Yomim Tovim is Lavdafka, because it's not really Yomim, it's not like it's Asa B'malacha, but it's at least Yomim Tovim with regard to Halil and Hodah. What's Halil? Halil. What Hodah? Al Hanisim. So there was a takana made from Chanukah to say Al Hanisim. The Rambam has a different reading of this Gemara Lechora, because the Rambam in Makor number 3 says, Umipnei Zeh, after he discusses the nace of the Pach Shemen and the nace of the Milchama, Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel, Umipnei Zeh, Tkinu Chachamim, Shabbos Ador, Shishmanas Hayomim Ma'elu, Shitzchilasan Mileo Chamisha Ve'asim Bekislev, Yemei Simcha V'Halil. The Rambam adds in Simcha, which is not in the Gemara. The Rambam also adds it. The Rambam says Halel, which is in the Gemara. And then the Rambam says, U'madlikim behem ha'neros ba'erev. And he starts talking about Havakas Neros. The Rambam forgot Hodah and Chanukah. What's the pshat in the Rambam? So there are at least two pshatim in the Rambam, but Mori Barabi was very fond of saying this Mahalach, that for the Rambam, the word Hodah is actually referring to Ner Chanukah. The Hodah in the Gemara, when they said, the Gemara says, Halel the Hodah, it means Halel is Halel, and Hodah is Ner Chanukah. And if you look in the Rishonim, the Riaz, the grandson of the Tosfos Rid, in the Piskei Riaz, that beige sefer on the Sefer, the Piskei Riaz interprets the Gemara. Halel is Halel, and Hodah is Ner Chanukah. Okay, this is very beautiful. Up until this point, it seems like we're just in a wrong chag right now. We're almost done in Purim, and we're just discussing in Yane Chanukah. But let's just talk about that machlokas just for 1 second. When we have to understand that machlokas, for Rashi, Hodah is Alanisim, and for the Rambam, Hodah is Ner Chanukah. Everyone has to contend with a problem. For Rashi has to contend with the problem, where's Ner Chanukah? They were Koveya, Yomim Tovim, Bahal Hodah, they were attacking Halel, and then they were attacking Alanisim. What happened to Neres Chanukah? How come they're missing Neres Chanukah? So this, we love talking about this in Chanukah, the historical Chiddush. Neres Chanukah didn't appear on the scene right away. Maybe it was only at the Chanukah Yechel HaMikdash later on. That's for Rashi. For the Rambam, something else is missing. For the Rambam, Halel is Halel, and Hodah is Ner Chanukah. So what's missing in the Rambam? Al Anisim. How come the Rambam doesn't bring down Al Anisim? So all the Mefarshim say that the Rambam is Lishitaso. Why is the Rambam l'shita so? Because where is Al Anisim? Where does the Rambam bring up Al Anisim? Nowhere in Hilchos Chanukah and nowhere in Hilchos Purim does the Rambam bring up Al Anisim. Where does the Rambam bring it up? In Makkos numbers 4 and 5. In Makkos number 4 in Hilchos Tefillah. And in Makkos number 5 in Hilchos Brachos by Birchas HaMazon. What does that tell you? What that tells you is that Al Anisim is not a special takana of the Chag. It's a din of Haskara Me'ein HaMa'ora that you're supposed to mention the Inyan HaDiyoma in your davening. The same way you say Yalev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, the same way you say Ritzei on Shabbos, the same way you say all the other different tefillos, so to Al Anisim. This is not a special takana. The Gemara didn't have to say the Chanukah, they instituted Al Anisim. Once they instituted the Chanukah idea, so then Mimela in tefillah, you have to relate to the day. So for the Rambam, Al Anisim is no special din, it's just a din in Haskara Me'ein HaMa'ora. Okay. So this got me thinking about, what about Purim? What about Purim? Let's start with Rashi. For Rashi, Hallel the Hodah means Hallel is Hallel, and Hodah is Al Hanisim. That means that Al Hanisim of Chanukah was a specific takana. They decided to put in Al Hanisim into the davening because there's a special requirement on Chanukah. No, but on Purim there's also Al Hanisim. What happened to Purim? The Rambam sounds so logical. Al Anisim is said both on Chanukah and Purim. How can Rashi say that Al Anisim is a special takana with regard to Chanukah? Right, it's obviously it's a local din. It's specific here by Chanukah. It was part of the definition of the Yontiv of Chanukah. It was Yontiv of Hallel v'Hodah. It was a Yontiv of Al Anisim. Only on Chanukah was it the Yontiv of Al Anisim? But we see Al Anisim on Purim too. That's according to Rashi. And according to the Rambam, we don't have a problem with Al Anisim. What's Hodah in the Gemara? Neres Chanukah. So I understand that there's no Neres Chanukah on Purim. Yeah. But there's no Hodah either. There's nothing. What you have is a mitzvah of Neres Chanukah on Chanukah. That is Hodah. And then the Gemara never says boo about Hodah with regard to Purim. We don't even have a Neres Chanukah. So we don't have any Hodah. And nowhere, anywhere. And the truth is, this is a question now without going into Rashi and the Rambam. I think it's clearer when you go into the Rashi and the Rambam. But now let's just take a step back. Forget what the Pshat is in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chanukah was instituted as Hallel v'Hodah. Nowhere in Shas does it say that Purim was instituted for Hallel and Hodah. Hallel will talk about whether there's Hallel on Purim, whether there's a quasi-Hallel on Purim, whatever. Hodah, though, there's no Hodah on Purim. It never says the word Hodah by Purim. Only Chanukah was Nitkan l'Hodah. How could that be? How could Purim not be Nitkan l'Hodah? That's the question. We've set up the problem. Set it up very quickly, Baruch Hashem. We set up the problem very quickly. How could it be that the Gemara relates to Chanukah as a time of Hodah, and the Gemara never relates to Purim as a time of Hodah? Okay. Great. At first glance, maybe we should take the answer and say, why are you so sure that there has to be Hodah by Purim? Maybe let's make the deal. In other words, let's be specific. Let's read carefully. The Gemara says, Hallel v'Hodah is only by Chanukah. That means by Purim there is no Hallel v'Hodah. Hallel we'll have to talk about. There's a Gemara of Bereshis about that. But Hodah, there is no Hodah. Why would there be such a thing? Why would we say such a thing that there's no Hodah by Purim? Because of this Bach. That's a very, very famous Bach. But people, unfortunately, don't usually know the Bach so well. They know the Levush that's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. It's very, very similar. What is this Bach all about? In Makkor number 7. Ooh, we missed the Makkor number 6. We'll get back to that in a second. In Makkor number 7, the Bach. The Bach says, V'haya omer maharam, v'ikala meidak. We really do have to go back to that Rambam, but not right now. One second. Okay. Makkor number 36. I'm going to go back to 6. Okay, here we go. The Bach. V'ikala meidak. V'ikala meidak. I hope I'll remember. V'ikala meidak says the Bach. He asks a question. He gufa kasha loma lo kvom l'mishta v'simcha k'mo purim. We're back in Hilchos Chanukah. Tof reish ayin. Why is there no simcha and mishta on Chanukah? V'niren, he says, is yesod, the famous yesod, the Purim, ikar hakzera, haisalafishanenu, misuda, socialosa, Russia, by Purim, we're a chote, by participating in the Suda. Valkane, xara, leim, la, rogula, betis, agufim, shenenu, machlu, vishdia, shal, iser, vishimcha, vishdia, shal, iser. And the xera was against our guf, who were nehene, from isurim, at that party. Ukishasu tshuva, and when they did tshuva, inuna shosam, they afflicted their bodies by fasting. Three-day fast, they afflicted their bodies. They tried to be mimed their guf, because it was all about the guf. That's why when we celebrate Purim, we celebrate with the guf, and here the Bach says, big chidushin. The reason why the gzera happened by Chanukah against mitzvos was because the Kohanim were misrashel with regard to the avoda, and because the Kohanim were lazy with regard to the avoda, Kadosh Baruch Hu took away the avoda. And that's why the Goyim went after the avoda, and they went after the Beis Hamikdash, and they were Tamei Kohashmani. Second to last line. Third to last line at the end. When we were Moshe Nefesh for the avoda, after all, it was the Kohanim. It was the Kohanim who had to do the tikkun. Since the Kohanim are the ones who were lazy, who were misrashel, they're the ones who had to do the tikkun. Hoshiyam Hashem ayidei Kohanim ovdei ha'avodah beveis Hashem, and it was dafkin beveis ha'mikdash, they went back to beveis ha'mikdash, alkein nase ha'neis, gamkin beneiros, that's why the neiros is so prominent, even though we were victorious in the milchama, because it restored the avodah, because it was all about the avodah. Tachas shesherim nashalam musakim avodah, they were Moshe Nefesh for the avodah. Ulefichot lo kva'um elu lahalul v'hodos, she'avodah b'lev. What's the Bach? Very, very famous Bach. Beautiful Bach. What's the Bach saying? The Bach is saying is that Purim and Chanukah are different. What is he trying to... What's his yisod? Not the yisod. What's his nafemina? What is he trying to explain? What is difficult in his eyes? Why is there no mishta v'simcha on Chanukah? What's his answer? Mishta v'simcha is by a physical holiday, whether they were after our guf, that's by Purim. By Chanukah, since it was spiritual, we left it in the spiritual realm. Now, Lefizeh, it's not such a jump, it's a little bit of a jump, but it's not such a jump to say that even though the Bach was only talking in one direction, that there's no Mishta V'Simcha on Chanukah, we could also say that on Purim, there's also no Halal V'Hodah. In other words, the Bach wasn't just explaining why Chanukah is limited. The Bach is trying to explain why Purim and Chanukah are diametrically opposed. Purim is Mishta V'Simcha, Guf. Chanukah is Halal Da Lev. One is the Guf, one is the Lev, one is the Gashmias, and one is the Ruchnias. So how do we celebrate? Here we celebrate with Gashmias, here we celebrate with Ruchnias. That's his Yisod. So even though the Nafkamina that the Bach was discussing was why does Chanukah not have a Suda, maybe we should make the jump the other direction too. The same way Chanukah doesn't have a Suda, Purim doesn't have Halal V'Hodah. Purim doesn't have the Ruchnias angle. Purim only has the physical angle. If we say that, then the shir is over. The shir is over. And there's no Hodah on Purim. There is no Hodah on Purim. It's all wrong. I don't think that that's shot in the Bach. I don't think he was referring to that direction. What I think that the Bach was saying was as follows. The Bach was saying is that Chanukah, because it was spiritual, we left it in the spiritual realm. We didn't metaken anything with the Gashmias. Purim, which was, they wanted our Gashmias, there we were metaken further. There we were metaken even the Mishta B'Simcha. But it's even a Mishta V'Simcha. It's as well as Halal V'Hodah. I can't prove it right now. That's what the whole shir is about. To try to prove the Halal V'Hodah angle to Purim. Okay, excellent. The first place to look to find where is this Halal V'Hodah on Purim, my real focus is hopefully going to be on Hodah. But we also have to discuss Halal. It's a very, very important thing. Says the Gemara in Makar number 8. The Gemara Megillah on Dafi Dalel and Aleph discusses, do we say Halal on Purim? Before it asks about Halal on Purim, the Gemara says as follows. Tana Rabbana, Arba'im Ushmona Nevi'im V'Sheva Nevi'os Nisabu Lehem Yisov V'Lo Pachtu V'Lo Osir Al Mashukas V'Torah Chutz V'Mirka Megillah. All the Nevi'im never added anything, never subtracted anything, except Megillah. Megillah is the only addition to Tanakh. My Darush, Amar Reb Chiya Bar Avin Amar Reb Shua Ben Karcha, Uma Avdus L'Cheres Amin and Shira, Mimisa L'Chaim L'Kol Shekein. There's a kol shekein in the Gemara. What's the kol shekein? If they said Shira at Yom Tov where they were about to be... Sorry. If they said Shira at Yom Tov where? What was the threat? No one was trying to kill the Jews at that time. They just wanted to bring them back to Mitzrayim to be slaves. And at that point, instead of being Avadim anymore, now we were Bnei Chorin. And we sang Shira at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimisa l'chaim kol shekein. When you go from almost death to living, when we're finally saved. Our bodies are saved. Not just an obvious question. Not just slavery. But in our very existence. Lo kol shekein that we said shei shira. Now, with this line in the Gemara, what did the Gemara just say? The Gemara just said that there's a Kal Vachomer which justifies adding Megillah and adding Mikra Megillah. What does this tell you about Mikra Megillah? This is Kal Vachomer. What does it tell you? But Ora, this mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is singing Shira. The Kal Vachomer was, they sang Shira back then, so we sing Shira today. What's Shira? Who's talking about Shira? We're talking about adding to Tanakh. Nobody added to Tanakh until Esther added to Tanakh. So she just throws in a sefer. How did she know that she's allowed to throw in a sefer? She started talking about a whole thing about Shira. Who's talking about Shira? We're talking about adding a sefer. What do you see from this Gemara? That what is the sefer of Mikra Megillah? What is the sefer of Megillah Esther? It's a sefer of Shira. The sefer was added as a sefer of Shira. The sefer itself is a sefer of Shira. We're going to go into this a little bit more in depth in one more second. The Gemara continues. Ihachi halel nami neima. If you're going to add it because it's Shira, and Mikra Megillah is because it's so much a Shira, so then you might as well say halel, like every other chag. Like every other nace. Says the Gemara, three answers. These are very, very famous, these three answers. We'll go them quickly. Number one, l'fi she'en omrim halel on Eshev Chutzaretz. We don't say halel on something that happens in Chutzaretz. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Could give a whole reason for that, beautiful reasons, aliyah, whatever, not for now. Anyway, we only say on nisim that happened in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Aretz. What about Kriyas Yamsuf? Kriyas Yamsuf itself wasn't, we just mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf didn't even happen in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, that the time period, we only said, only later on when we finally entered Eretz Yisrael, so then all the other lands became possible for Shira. We're not allowed to say Shira in Chutz Aretz anymore. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Nachman, fifth line in the middle. Rav Nachman Amar, Kriyasa, Zu, Halila, Hilula. I'm going to say Hilula even though it's incorrect probably the entire Shira. And I hate saying things wrong. But I think it's really Kriyasa, Zu, Hilula. Different to yourselves, different places. Halila, Halela, Kriyasa, Zu, Halela. I don't know. Anyway, Kriyasa, Zu, Halela. I really wanted to check before. Anyway, Kriyasa, Zu, Halela. What does that mean? Sounds like Mikra Megillah is a type of Hallel. Mikra Megillah is a Hallel. You thought there was no Hallel on Purim. Not true. It's not that you don't have Hallel on Purim. You do have. You already have Hallel on Purim. You've been saying Hallel on Purim every single year. When you enter the Megillah, Kriyas Megillah is the Hallel. We'll talk about that line in one more minute. Third sheet in the Gemara, Rava Amar, Bishlam Ahasam Halalu De Hashem Lov De Parah, Hacha Halalu De Hashem Lov De Achashverosh, Akat De Hav De Achashverosh Anan. Normally, when we're supposed to say Hallel, is that we are now Avdei Hashem. But in Purim, we were still Meshuvah, we were still subservient to Achashverosh. If we were still subservient to Achashverosh, so then we weren't fully redeemed yet. There wasn't a full Yeshua. There wasn't a full Geula. So let's summarize. What are the three reasons why we don't say Hallel on Purim? Either number one is a geographical problem, Chutz La'aretz, or Mikra Megillah serves as the Hallel. We'll explain that in a minute. Or third, there's a problem in the Yeshua itself, the quality of the Yeshua. The quality of the Yeshua does not measure up and it does not warrant a Hallel. If these opinions are arguing with each other, they sound like they are, the middle sheet, the Kriyasa Zuhilula, obviously didn't care enough about the geographical problem. He also didn't care enough about the fact that it wasn't a Yeshua of Gemura, that it wasn't a full Yeshua. Okay? That Manda Amar. Now, what does it mean, Kriyasa Zuhilula? How is the reading of the Megillah a Hallel? How is the reading of the Megillah a Hallel? You're not saying Hallel. You're reading a story. You're reading a story in Tanakh. So let's look at some of the Rishonim. The Sefer HaMechtam. Hopefully we'll get to know him in Maseches Pesachim. The Sefer HaMechtam, one of the more obscure Rishonim, or David Minarvona. And he writes in Maseches Megillah the following. Let's try to be medayik carefully. Says the Mechtam. Kriyas, let's go to the last words of the first line. Kloma, as he quotes the Gemara. Kloma. Kevan shechivu bekriyasa b'shmiyasa harei ze mevi sheyis orer kishiyikra v'yishma divrei ha'igeres sheyitein sheva kolobel v'shem yisalem. What did the Mechtam just say? Since we were obligated in reading and listening to the Megillah, that's going to awaken in us when we read it and when we hear this Igeres, that we are now going to come and give Shevach and Hodah to Hashem. So what do you see from the Mechtam? A different reading of the Gemara. When we read the Gemara the first time, what did we think the word of the Gemara meant? Kriyas HaMegillah is the Hallel. What does the Mechtam say? No. It's not that the Kriyas HaMegillah is the Hallel. The Kriyas HaMegillah will lead to the Hallel. Will lead to Hodah. Normally, we have to tell you a whole story. You got to say a whole bunch of Pirkei Tehillim to say Hallel to Hashem. This time we don't have to. As soon as you hear that wonderful story of Megillas Esther, you're just going to start turning to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you're just going to start saying wonderful things to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there's no reason for us to be attacking Hallel, because we can accomplish it. We've already accomplished it through the Megillah. The Megillah will lead to Hallel, will lead to Shevach V'Hodah. Here the Mechtam uses the word Shevach V'Hodah differently than the Gemara Hallel, because maybe that's what the Yisod of Hallel is all about. That's the Sefer HaMechtam. Let's go to page 2. The next Shita, the Kolbo. Also, one of the more obscure Rishonim, we have a lot of halakhot from him, deals with a lot of Minhagim, and he says, at the end of the first line, Aval Ein Omim Hallel B'Purim L'Fishi Kriyasah Hilula. There we go. Klomar, Shizu Haisa Kavana Sakriya, Kidei Shizkiru Hanes, V'itnu Shevach V'Hodah L'Hashem Yisbarach. That was the whole purpose of reading it to begin with. The reason why we're reading it is in order so that we'll remember the Nes, and that we'll eventually give Shevach V'Hodah to Hashem. How's the Kolbo reading it? Exactly like the Sefer HaMechtam. The Gemara doesn't mean that reading the Megillah is a Hallel. Reading the Megillah is just reading a story. So what is the Hallel? Where is the Hodah here? So he said, they say, the whole reason why the Megillah was instituted was so that we'll give Hodah to Hashem. We'll get back to that soon. This is the Kolbo and the Mechtam. You see that I have to go a little bit obscure, a little bit far away, to get these interesting reading of the Gemara. But there is a much more simpler reading of the Gemara, and that is found in the Nemukei Yosef in Maseches Megillah. And the Nemukei Yosef says, on the line of the Gemara in Makor number 11, Kriyasa zu hilula, halila, halela, hainu, shira. In other words, this is a shira. The Kriyas HaMegillah itself, the Megillah itself, is considered a shira to Hashem. Where did he get that from? He probably gets it from Rashi. Rashi in Megillah. The thing is, this Rashi line, why is Rashi after the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef? Because the Rashi line is on the Havmi in the Gemara. What was the Havmi in the Gemara? Hallel Nami Nema. Why don't we say Hallel too? What does Rashi say? Because it's a shira. Hallel is a shira. So since Hallel is a shira, shouldn't we say shira? Shouldn't we say the Hallel, which is a shira? And then the Gemara says, Kriyasazu Hilula. Kriyasa Megillah itself is a shira. Now how is it a shira? How does telling the story a shira of Hashem? So there's a beautiful line in the Levush. The Levush was an extremely early Achron, a Mefarish on Shulchan Aruch. And the Levush in Makor number 13, he says the following. Va'od, Shekriyas HaMegillah hu kemo shira. Va'omedes b'makom kriyas ha'halel she'eino, because it's not, except Ella, it's only shir v'shevach al ha'nes. Hachanami HaMegillah. Ein lecha shir gadol mimenu shemefarsimim hanes l'shevach l'shem yisbarach shehitzilam. We are broadcasting this story. We are yelling this story. We are doing it with, right? We got the groggers down. We got all the noisemakers. We are doing this in a public spectacle. Why are we telling the story? Because it's such a wonderful story hour. We're hearing like it's just like nice story time. There's a great bedtime story going on. No! We're reading the story and making a big spectacle of it because the whole story screams that we have to be molded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this unbelievable chain of events that happened in the Megillah. So the Megillah itself is a Shira Lashem. Okay. So here we have two readings of the Gemara. According to one reading of the Gemara, the Hallel itself According to one reading of the Gemara, the Hallel leads to Hodah. According to the second reading of the Gemara, the Hallel itself is the Hodah. This leads, this Mahalach, that the Hallel itself, the Kriyas HaMegillah itself is the Hallel. Kriyas HaMegillah has a Hallel component to it, led to a very interesting Chiddush in some of the Achronim. Which Chiddush is that? It's about the Shita of the Bahag. There is a famous Shita of the Bahag. We were also, we did a Yortzeit Shira on the Shita of the Bahag 1 year also. On the Shita of the Bahag is that women cannot be motzi men. Women can be motzi men. We have to know one more fact. Hallel is normally only said during the day. Now if you put some facts together now, what would happen is the following. At night, the reading of the Megillah at night doesn't have a halal component, but the reading of Megillah during the day has a halal component. Since halal is normally only said during the day, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, mi mizrach shemesh ad mivulo, mivulal shem Hashem. Only mi mizrach shemesh, only when the shemesh comes out, so then you give halal to Hashem. So we only say halal in the morning. What about Leil HaSeder? We'll talk about that soon. So, you only say halal during the day, yotzei. The nighttime reading of Megillah is only reading of the Megillah. The daytime reading of the Megillah also has halal. So the Marcheshes, one of the late Achronim, Rav Chanoch Henoch Aigash, who was an incredible bucky and a tremendous gadol, got a very interesting pilpulish idea sometimes. He says, you know what? According to the Bahag says that women cannot be multi men. You know why women can't be multi men? Because women, even though they're chayiv in Megillah, they're pater in halal. Women are pater in halal, he says. If women are pater in halal, so during the daytime reading, since there's a halal component to the Megillah, men are obligated in a double component to the Megillah. We have a dual kiyum of the Megillah. Women, though, are only obligated in the Megillah itself without the halal component. Women who are only obligated in one component cannot be motzi men who require two components. But on the nighttime reading where everything is stripped down to just the Megillah, women are chayiv in the Megillah, men are chayiv in the Megillah, here the Bahag will be modeh, women can be motzi men. That's the Marcheshes. The Emek Bracha, the Talmud of the Griz, who died very, very young, but a tremendous lamdan, the Emek Bracha says the exact opposite conclusion. He says like this. We know, according to the Bahag, that women are only chayiv in Shmiyas HaMegillah, not Kriyas HaMegillah. It's a different level of chayiv. Men are obligated to read the Megillah, women are obligated to hear the Megillah. But during the daytime, women, it's not just about Megillah anymore. Women are obligated in the halal component of the Megillah. The halal component of the Megillah mandates that they not only hear the halal, but they have to speak out the halal. So women are chayiv in the Kriyas HaMegillah during the day. Lefizeh, the nighttime reading where they're only chayiv in shmiya, that does not measure up to a man's chiyuv. But during the daytime where they have a halal component, they have kriyas halal, so therefore women can stack up to the men and women can be motzi a men. So the Bahag is only machmir at night, he'll be mekel during the day. Exactly the opposite of the Marcheshes. They're both playing with the same svaros, that the halal component of Megillas Esther is only going to be during the day and is not going to be during the night. What's their machlokas all about? The machlokas is fascinating. The machlokas is whether women are chayiv in the halal component of Megillah. We know that women are obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah. They also come chayiv in the halal component of the Megillah. On first glance, it's a Mitzvah Shel Rama. On second glance, though, once they're already chayiv in the Megillah, shouldn't they be chayiv in the halal component also? We could even go further. This is Shira. This is not regular halal anymore. Women are absolutely obligated when it comes to Shira. Maybe that's the machlokas. That's not our topic right now. Lefizeh. You see from here, from these shitos of the Achronim, the Marcheshes and the Emek Bracha, even though they came to totally opposite conclusions, whether the Bahag is only at night or whether the Bahag is only during the day, even though it's opposite conclusions, they're both working with the same idea. What's the idea? That the Megillah itself has a component of Hallel. It doesn't lead to Hallel. It doesn't cause you to say Hallel. It itself is a Hallel. And that's why the Megillah is different during the day. The Megillah has this second, has this dual idea. Megillah has so many themes. Megillah has Zechiras Amalek. Megillah has Talmud Torah. Megillah has so many different themes. Tefillah. Megillah has so many multiple themes. During the daytime, though, it has that Hallel theme. During the nighttime, it doesn't. Hallel is an integral part of the Megillah. We go to one more machlokes. The Meiri, against everybody. The Meiri has a chiddush. We won't read it inside. The Meiri, what happens if a person doesn't have a Megillah on Purim? What should he do? He doesn't have a Megillah. So he's honest with regard to Kriyas HaMegillah. Should he say Hallel? The Meiri comes up with a whopper of a chiddush, and the Meiri says, You read Hallel. You don't have a Megillah, so you say Hallel. Where did the Meiri get this from? The Meiri goes, I'll tell you where I got it from. The Gemara says that the Mikra Megillah is the Hallel. If you don't have the Mikra Megillah, so you gotta go to Plan B. Plan B is to say Hallel itself. Mikra Megillah is the substitute for Hallel. Mikra Megillah is instead of saying regular Hallel. We said the Mikra Megillah instead. But if you don't have a Megillah, so then at least you should say Halach. The Achronim took the Meiri to pieces. And they disagreed with the Meiri, and they said, we don't pass it like this Meiri, and it's strange Meiri. What's the problem with Meiri? What's wrong with the Meiri? So the Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shari Tshuva quotes the Birkei Yosef, the Netziv also has an argument against the Meiri, and they say a couple of points. They say, number one, you're only working in one mandamar. Kriyasa Zuhi Lula. But there are other shittos out there, right? What were the other shittos? We don't say halal in Chatzaretz on a date that happened in Chatzaretz. We don't say halal when it wasn't a Yeshua Gomorrah. That's still true. So the question is now, how do we paskin? Which opinion do we paskin like? So the first is, it's unclear who we paskin like. He says in the Gemara, the Rava's last comment in the Gemara, in the Girsa that we have, is, mask, according to some Rishonim, maskif la Rava. Even though in our Gemara it says Rava Amar, but some Rishonim said maskif la Rava. Rava at the end got like, he goes, what do you mean? It wasn't a Yeshua Gemara. He asked the question. If Rava was so, you know, his blood was boiling when he was asking the question, so maybe we paskin like Rava. So first we have to figure out who do we paskin like. That's the first problem. The second problem is, even though Kriyas HaMegillah is Hallel, but what did they institute? They instituted Kriyas HaMegillah. They didn't institute Hallel. Why didn't they institute Hallel? Because Kriyas HaMegillah is instead. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen in the case where you don't have a Megillah? What happened here? Now they're going to be attacking Hallel? They're attacking Hallel for the one case for those people who don't have a Megillah Esther? Who don't have a Puff? Who don't have the Sefer itself? That's what they're going to make a Takana for Hallel for? In other words, even if Mikra Megillah is Hallel, so what? They were attacking Kriyas HaMegillah. They were not attacking Hallel. We should add one more point. If you hold like the pshat that Mikra Megillah only leads to Hallel, so then what did the Gemara say? It didn't say Mikra Megillah is the Hallel. It says Mikra Megillah leads to Hallel. You don't need to say Hallel. The Mikra Megillah will do everything for you. So they really didn't institute Hallel. They didn't institute Hallel at all on Purim. There is no Hallel on Purim. Ah, you do the Mikra Megillah, the Mikra Megillah is not the Hallel either. There really is no Hallel on Purim. It'll just lead to Hallel. You do it on your own. But there really is no Takana. You see from the Meiri did not read like the Mechdam and the Kolbo. He did not read like those obscure Rishonim. The Meiri read a Kipshuto. The Mikra Megillah is the Hallel. So Mikra Megillah, when you read the Megillah itself, that's the Hallel. What happens if you don't have that Hallel? So maybe you'll have backup Hallel.
Why is it Pshat that it leads to Hallel? We're supposed to get up and say Hallel after Megillah? What does it mean it leads to Hallel?
We'll hopefully mention it soon. After the break. Okay, we will mention it soon. Okay. How do we paskin? So the Rambam is favorite, Shemakar number 18. V'lo tiknu halal v'purim shekriyas ha-megillah hi ha-halal. What it sounds like in the Rambam is the Rambam is kipshuto, the Megillah itself is the halal, and that's how the Rambam paskins. He paskins like this manda Amar specifically. The only question is, still not so clear what the Meiri says. Even though Kriyas ha-megillah is the halal itself, and even though we paskin like this manda Amar, it doesn't mean that they were going to metakin halal for those crazy cases. They weren't metakin halal. It's still a pitch. Why do they institute that the Mikra Megillah should be the Hallel? Why? What would be the purpose of it? What's the reason why they're attacking the Kriyas HaMegillah could be the Hallel? Why can't we have normal Hallel? Why do we have to have abnormal Hallel on Purim? It's an excellent question. Mikra Megillah serves as the Hallel. Why should we be Yotzei Zayin? Why should we be Yotzei with the Megillah? The Megillah itself serves as the Hallel. Why only serve as the Hallel? Why do we have to do it this way? So there's an amazing pachad Yitzchak, a beautiful pachad. You want to give a possible answer? Go ahead.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is this the question from the camp before or after Megillah part of
the Tanakh? What? Say again.
The question of why they established Megillah is that before or after they established Megillah in the Tanakh?
I think when the Chachamim were thinking of whether to institute Halal on Purim. Maybe even Mordechai and Esther. When they decided whether Hallel should be a part of Purim, Hallel was a part of Hanukkah, and Hallel was a part of every other Yantiv, except for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mezim Sogel Lefanav. But every other Chag, it was a part of every Chag. So when they instituted Purim, somebody must have said, like, hey, how about Hallel? Why don't we be talking Hallel with here? So somebody got up and said, this is Chutz Laaretz. The Zionist got up and said, we're not going to say Hallel. We're not going to say Hallel on this Chag. Are you kidding me? This is subdued. This is Purim. This is happening in Chutz Laaretz. So that's what the Zionist said. Then another guy said, you know, the pessimist said, this is not a Yeshua Gemara. We're still under Achashverosh. You need full Geula. Almost done. Yeah. We need a Geula Shlema. The Zionist said that we need a Geula Shlema. And the Aschav of the Geula guy, also the Zionist, he also said that we need a Geula Shlema. Actually, that's the anti-Zionist. Okay, right? The Zionist said it happened in Chutzlaretz, and the anti-Zionist said little gulas. Either we get the whole gula, or we're nothing. It's all or nothing. Those are those two shittos. And then somebody caught them and said, you know, I don't agree with either of you. It didn't matter that it happened in Chutzlaretz. It didn't matter that it was Yeshua Gemura. There really is Shach Tzeh Hallel. But you know what? We're going to have the Megillah. Let the Megillah serve as the Hallel. So what is this? So cheap. They were so cheap. We can't also say Hallel. Read the Megillah and also say Hallel. No, we can don't say Hallel with the Megillah itself.
The
what is this? We're being cheap with the mitzvahs.
The Lavush.
Okay, clear?
The Lavush.
Oh, I know. The Lavush. We're getting to the Lavush. One second. So the Pachad. Yeah, go ahead.
Why is there an idea not to say Hallel for things that happen? Why is there a Hallel?
Yeah. So there are at least two beautiful Mahalchim, which are not for now. Beautiful. One is about the C4, one is about it. Oh, it's beautiful. Okay. Where are we up to? Oh, so why be so cheap? So there's a Pachad Yitzchak, Refutner. A beautiful Refutner. And Refutner says, it's in Simon Lama Gibel and Mukher number 19, and the Refutner in Pachad Yitzchak says, the way the Nes happened, that's how we give Hodah. How did the Nes happen on Purim? The Nes happened b'derech hateva. If the Nes happened b'derech hateva, nothing was so obvious. Nothing is obvious. Everything is, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu working out chains of events that are unbelievable, the circumstances together. All of a sudden everything just like works out. That's the way we give Hallel too. The way we give Hallel is also not in a very, very direct way. Let's get the exact line in the Pachad Yitzchak. In the Pachad Yitzchak on the next page, in page 3, the Pachad Yitzchak writes, "V'nira b'zeh." Third line at the end, "V'nira b'zeh." Dehorei hamechayev shel amiras hahalel hu ha'maorah shel hanes. What's obligating you to say hallel the nes, the event? V'im kein tivo shel hahalel hu behetein l'tivo shel maorah hanes. The tiv, right? The nature of the hallel should be in comparison to, should be proportionate to the essence and to the nature of the nes itself. That's the whole idea. Per Esther Min HaTorah B'Nayin Haster Astir. Az Amir Sahalil Yamir B'Iskasya Mechuseh. It's hidden. Shel Halil Ganuz. We say a hidden Halil. That's Kriyasazu Hilula. Beautiful. It's a different type of Halil. We say the Megillah Halil. Why the Megillah Halil? Because it's not so revealing. That's why the Pachad Yitzchak then says, he blows the Meiri out of the water. He says, that Meiri is so wrong. They didn't just say, make a Megillah, we can be Yotze Halo. And then whatever, you don't have the Megillah, then you should say Halo. No. They chose this Vedavka. They had a lot of thought in mind. And they said, the Mikra Megillah is the way that we give Halo on Purim. We Dafka give Halo in not this showy way, not this public way, because it was all hidden, because the Nes itself was hidden, that's how we give it to them. That's one mahalat that the Pachad Yitzchak. Very, very nice. I thought that based on the Lavush that we quoted earlier, that there was a different mahalach of why we do it this way, because here we're telling the whole story. If we just say thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, that's not enough. It's the whole story. It's telling the whole story. It's making a public spectacle of it. It's screaming the story and doing it in such a public way. That is the greatest howl that we can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We relate the story in such a public fashion. That's the greatest shevach of all. That's the greatest howl that you can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't also then have to say, by the way, thank you very much. You told the whole story. Lama Adavar Domeh, we'll quote this near the end. Lama Adavar Domeh, there's an etziv in Chumash that talks about a Korban Todah. It's a very, very important makar for Suda Soda. When a person, let's say, gets better, a person was in a car accident and is saved, a lot of times they make a Suda Soda. What's the makar for a Suda Soda? There is none. What's the only makar, what's the most beautiful makar about this thing? About this Suda Soda? The Netziv on Chumash. Where's the Netziv on Chumash? When it talks about a Korban Toda. A Korban Toda, based on the Pesukim and based on the volume of food that is in a Korban Toda. A Korban Toda is tremendous. Tremendous amount of bread. There's no way you're going to be able to eat all the bread. So what are you going to do with all the bread? What are you going to do with all the bread? You're going to share it. Why is it so important to share it? Because you need to talk about the story of what happens. And that's why the whole idea of a Suda Soda is not just thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody has to get up and tell you what happened. Somebody was in a car accident, and somebody was saved, and somebody, there was a tremendous, or there was a birth and there were complications, and somebody got saved. You have to tell the whole story. That's the whole idea. That's what a Korban Toda is. So just tell the story. Now, after you tell the whole story in public and like this, that's the Shevach Hashem, that's the Hoda, that's the Hala that you're giving to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Shir itself, the Hala, the Megillah itself is the Hala. Okay. One last point, and then we'll take a break for some mezonos and for some shahako. Are Hallel and Megillah exactly the same? Now that we said Kriyasazu Hila, is Hallel now, is Megillah and Hallel like almost like synonymous now? Or no, one aspect of the Megillah happens to also have a Hallel component. So there are two amazing Makaros. We'll skip to the second one first. The Shar HaTzion. The Shar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah, he paskins that if you miss one word of Hallel, you're not Yotze. Where does he get that from? He says, we learn it from Megillah. Since Megillah and Hallel, I underline the line, since Hallel and Megillah are shoven, since Hallel and Megillah are the same way if you miss one word of Megillah, you're not Yotze, you're also not Yotze, the mitzvah of Hallel. Now that's amazing. Maybe the reason why you miss a line of Megillah that you're not Yotze is because of Megillah issues. Maybe not because of that extra component of Hallel. What you see from here is, no, it's totally dominated. It's a Hallel. Purim's Hallel is the Megillah. So Hallel. If you miss one word, you're not Yotze. So then Hallel has to be Shalim. That's the reason that Hallel has to be Shalim. Just like Megillah Shalim, so too Hallel has to be Shalim. And then there's another amazing Makar, and that is the Chasam Sofer. Now this Makar, when you open up the Tshuva Sfarim, and you start like, you know, sometimes if we're on Marakoma sheets or in a shir, so you like, you only see a snippet of the tshuva, where he's talking about the topic at hand. But a lot of times, if you read the whole tshuva, there's a whole Jewish history there, there's a whole storyline, it's an amazing story, complicated story, and a lot of times there are like 20 factors in a tshuva. But when we're learning it for Iyam, we only learn it in one sugya. So since our sugya is only paragraph number 16 in the tshuva, we only look at paragraph 16. The Chasam Sofer is dealing with the tshuva, where a new rabbi came off the boat, and they wanted to give him the position, and he was going to become the rabbi. So he came in at night from the boat, and there was such an entourage of so many people, and they brought him to the shul, and a huge crowd was waiting there, and there was a whole spectacle there. And the rabbi decided to make Birchas HaGomel on the spot. He just came from a voyage on water, on the Farish Bayam. That's one of the dinim of HaGomel. So he made HaGomel on the spot in front of all these people. The other candidate for the rabbi position said, HaGomel, you're making HaGomel at night. You're not supposed to make HaGomel at night. We learn HaGomel from Hallel. Hallel is only during the day, so do HaGomel too, he said, only during the day. Plus, the minhag is to wait for laning. This guy doesn't wait for laning. He goes against Minhagim. You know what? This rabbi that you guys hired always goes against Minhagim. He sits on the basin with his nephew against the minhag of Klal Yisrael. He thinks it's kosher to have a dayan who's his nephew, and he's going against the Minhagim. All of a sudden, the other candidate, the guy who was not chosen, all of a sudden made a whole big deal of this. And it all revolved around, was the HaGomel proper at night? Was the HaGomel proper at night? Was the HaGomel proper, I think it was sitting also? Was the HaGomel proper not waiting for laning? So he says this problem. The Chasam Sofer in the middle of the tshuva says, Ube Elio Rabba Kasav Deba'inan Me'umad. You need to say HaGomel standing, Mishum Denikra Halel, V'Halel Ba'i Me'umad. Halel is very, very comparable to HaGomel. Hagomel requires standing just like Hallel requires standing. Vine, da da da. Second line at the end. Vim Kain, Sarach Nami, Lios Bayom, the Hallel, Mashma, Dafka Bayom. If we're making the comparison between Hallel and Hagomel, then we have to go all the way. Hallel is during the Hallel is standing, Hagomel is standing. So too, Hallel is during the day, Hagomel is during the day. Hallel has to be during the day. Says the Chasam Sofer in the middle of the Tshuva, he says, and what about Hallel and Leil Pesach? So there, the Chasam Sofer says, that's a different Yisod. Hallel and Leil Pesach, everybody remembers? What's, no, Shabbat. Hallel and Leil Pesach is a different type of Hallel. Somebody just yell, go ahead, just yell it, just yell it out. Just yell it out. No? Hallel and Leil HaSeder is not Hallel, it's Shira. Excellent. Hallel and Leil HaSeder is Shira. Shira is different. Shira doesn't have rules. Shira is a spontaneous outburst towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu where you're just thanking Him. Hallel has rules. Hallel is formal. Shira, informal. Hallel has to be standing. Shira can be sitting. On Leil HaSeder we say Hallel sitting. We say it at night. We split it up during the meal. We have it at the table. It's very informal. Because Shira is something that's informal. Okay, we go on. Says the Chasam Sofer, V'yesh Layein. He quotes this Eliyahu Rabbah and then says in the second paragraph, V'yesh Layein. E Isa the Divrei Eliyahu Rabbah now, Im Kein Ech Korin HaMegillah Omei. Omei V'yoshev. How can you stand or sit for Megillah? HaMegillah Kriyasa Zuhi Lulah. Says the Chasam Sofer, I don't understand. How could anybody think that Hallel has to be standing, Hallel has to be standing, Hagomel has to be standing, because all Hallels have to be standing. Megillah we sit. Megillah we do not stand. Now why didn't the Chasam Sofer think that this was a question anyway? Hallel is standing, Megillah is sitting. That's a good question. Forget the Eliyahu Rabbah. Because maybe only Hallel, only the special din of Hallel is standing. But once the Eliyahu Rabbah said that we stand not only for Hallel, but other things that are similar to Hallel, like Hagomel, Megillah is also that way. Megillah is also a Hallel. So how come we're allowed to sit? How come we're allowed to sit for Megillah? This is the question that the Chasam Sofer asks against the Eliyahu Rabbah. What can one answer for the Eliyahu Rabbah? What can one answer for the Eliyahu Rabbah? Want to try and answer?
Shira,
exactly. The same thing that we just said about Leil HaSeder. Excellent. Shira itself. Shira can be sitting. Same way Leil HaSeder we sit, so to Megillah we sit. Megillah is not a regular Hallel. The truth is, in some Rishonim they said Shira, some Rishonim they said this is B'makom Hallel. Wasn't so clear in the Rishonim. But that's one of the questions. Is this a regular Hallel? Or is this a whole different story? When you tell the story of this public spectacle, that's Shira. You sing the Shira, it's a Baruch Hu. Like the Lenovo said, Ein Lecha Shir Gadol Misa. We spent enough time now on the Hallel aspect. What about the Hodah? So we said the Gemara in Chanukah says that there were Nikva La Hallel the Hodah. What about Purim? So first of all, Purim, was it Nikva La Hallel? So we had a big discussion about that just now. Is there really Hallel on Purim? Some Shittos say there are no Hallel on Purim. One Ma'amar says Kriyasa Zuhi La. So it sounds like there is Hallel on Purim. But then we said you even have to be Choker in that Shita. Does Kriyasa Zuhi La mean that the Kriya leads the Hallel? Or that the Kriya itself is the Hallel? And if it itself is the Hallel, is it itself a Hallel? Or is it itself a Shira? No matter what, it still was only one side here. Kriyasa Zuhi La, maybe we have a Hallel here. What about the Hodah? Where is the Hodah on Purim? And for this, we're going to have to now think about different halakhos of Purim. Nothing to do with Hallel anymore. Where does the Hodah of Purim emerge? Okay, I'm going to take a 2-minute break here. Let's get the soda. Let's get the Mizanos. My car in front. No, it's open. Actually,
question. What about Hallel?
Okay. Let's continue. So up until this point we looked at least Hallel, we saw that maybe Mikra Megillah is the Hallel, maybe there's a Hallel component to Purim, but where is the Hodah component to Purim? one of my favorite Makoros. That's really not a well-known Makor, even though it's a Rambam. You think, like, a Rambam? How could a Rambam not be a well-known Makor? And the fact that we don't know some well-known Rambams, that's very, very clear. But how could not a lot of people not know this Rambam? Where is this Rambam found? The Rambam in Makor number 22 is found in the Hakadama to Mishnah Torah. And open up the Yad HaChazakah. After the Sefer HaMitzvos, you then open it up and you read the Hakadamah to Mishnah Torah. And you read a couple of pages where the Rambam discusses Mesorah. You see that the Ravid jumps in and has Hasagos even on the introduction of the Rambam to the Sefer. Then you continue reading and then the Rambam says, by the way, these are the 630 minutes of something to discuss. And he lists them again. And it's called the Minyan HaKatzar. The Minyan HaKatzar. The Sefer HaMitzvos HaKatzar, the Minyan HaKatzar, the Minyan HaMitzvos HaKatzar. After he finishes the Minyan HaMitzvos HaKatzar, he then says, this is what Madras is going to discuss, and this is what Avas is going to discuss, and there's something about the Svarim, and then he goes into Yad HaChazaka. But in between the last lav of the Minyan HaKatzar, and what this Sefer, Madra, Nava, whatever, what all that's going to discuss, there's a paragraph there that was also written by the Rambam. You have to like find it in the Mishnah Torah. And the Rambam there says the following. Elu hein, these are the 613 mitzvot that were given at Har Sinai. Second line at the end. V'yesh mitzvot sacheros, shenitzchatu at the Matan Torah, and there are dinim derabanan, v'kabu asam divim, v'chacham 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 Every din derabanan that was nischadesh, the Rambam Shita as opposed to the Ramban is that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa telling you that you have to listen to the chachamim. The einam tosefes al mitzvah satorah. This is not bal tosif. No, v'amai zira torah lo tosif lo tigra. What is bal tosif? If it's not bal tosif, now the Rambam is discussing a fundamental question: how is every mitzvah derabanan not a violation of bal tosif? Now, other Rishonim think that Baal Tosif is only when you alter the state of the mitzvah itself. Like you take, right? Discuss this mitzvah, right? Elzma. When you take lulav, and instead of arba minyan, chamisha minyan, arba tzitzios, chamisha tzitzios, if you alter the mitzvah, that's Baal Tosif. The Rambam does not think that way. The Rambam says, if the Rabbanan would come up with a mitzvah, they could sometimes be over on Baal Tosif. When? So the Rambam says the following. The Rabbanan cannot come along and say, chicken and milk, the Torah also asers. The Torah only asers meat and milk, but not chicken and milk. If the Rabbanan would come along and say, chicken and milk is asur min haTorah, that would be an avera of Baal Tosif. But they're not saying that. Rather, they're saying it's only a din Rabbanan. Aval, after the two dots. Imosifu based in Navi Shia, but also Asman Mitzvah Derech Takana, Derech Ora, Derech Zera, Ain't Zot Tosefes. Sharei Lo Amru Shakarish Baruch Hu Tivah Lasos Eiru Olikos Amigdala Nasa. Vilu Amru Kenei Osan Torah. They're not saying that Karish Baruch Hu commands you to do such a thing. If they would say that, they would be over on Baal Tosef. Elakach Anu Amri. Now the Rambam seemingly, for no reason, now tells us what is it? Why did they attack in Megillah? All of a sudden, the Rambam at this place has one of the most beautiful expressions about Megillah Esther. The Rambam says the following: Elakach Anu Amrim, Shanevim in Basin Tiknu Vitzivu Likros Megillah BeOnasa. They were metakin and commanded us to read the Megillah in its proper time. Kedei LaHaskir Shvachav Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Utshuos Shasolanu VaYakarov LShaveinu Shavaseinu. He was close to us. He was closer to salvation. And not only to be mevarech him and to be mahal him, but to basically proclaim to the rest of the world and to the next generations that what it says in the Torah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us in the Torah, that there is no nation that has such a great God like ours, that is true. That's what we're proclaiming. That's what we're doing through Megillah Esther. Now, besides beautiful lashonos about what Megillah Esther is all about, what is he doing? Why is the Rambam talking about this right here? think, or at least so it is, that the Rambam is discussing why is this not Baal Tosef. Okay, so the Chachamim were metaking it, but the Chachamim didn't say that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it. The Chachamim are saying that we did it. But again, okay, so it's not Baal Tosef. But what is it? What's the theme here? So if they were metaking something, Derech Gzeira, Derech Takana, Derech Hora, he says, so then in Achinam, that's easy. Why? Why did Rabbanan put up a Gzeira? To protect the Torah. So they're doing something to protect the Torah. It's all Torah-minded. But here, by Megillah, we have a new Derabanan. The Rabbanan just decided to do a new mitzvah. So even though they didn't say that the Torah commanded it, even though they're saying that the Rabbanan commanded it, it's still like an idea of Al-Tosif. How did you stop adding out to the Torah? What was the purpose of Megillah? All the other Derabanans out there that are Takanos and Gzeros, I understand they're there to protect the Torah. What's the theme of Megillah, though? What's the purpose? And why is the Rabbanan telling you now the themes? He's telling you. These themes are Minatora. These themes are the rights of themes. What the Rabbanim were metaking is that this is the way to tap into these themes. This is the way to express these themes. So the idea that we read the Megillah in order to be maskir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to proclaim and to mention all of the greatest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yeshuas that He did, and that He's close to us, and that He listens to us, so that we'll be mahalal Him, we'll be mevarich Him, and in order to proclaim to the world and to our future generations, there is no Am like Am Yisrael who has a God that listens to them whenever they need Him. Amazing, beautiful themes of Megillah. L'chora, what the Rambam just said, is even a most more beautiful form than Kriya Sazu Hilula. Point we're telling the story is a type of Hallel, because what were we focused on? We're focused on Hallel. Oh my gosh, how are you going to be guilty of the din of Hallel? Where's the mitzvah of Hallel here? So he said, the Mikra Mekillah serves the purpose of Hallel. It's a Hallel. The Rambam now says much more than that. Why did they institute the Megillah? What was the purpose of instituting the Megillah? Up until now we were saying, Mikra Mekillah, you're also guilty of Hallel. It's a type of Hallel. It is Hallel. Now we're saying, what were they thinking? What did they have in mind? They had in mind, it's really the Gemara of Precious, they had in mind to make a Shira. They said, we need to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to proclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Shomei Tefillah. We need to give Hodah to Hashem. You know why they instituted Megillah Esther? Forget the Hallel Sugya for a second. You know why they instituted Megillah Esther? As a giant piece of Hodah to Hashem. That's what the Megillah is. We were asking beforehand, oh my gosh, by Hanukkah, the Gemara says, they were attacking it for Hallel Hodah. Nowhere do we find by Purim an expression of Hodah. Are you kidding me? There's a long 10 prakim. How many prakim does Esther have? 10 prakim. 10! Is it true? 10 prakim! We'll try. 10 prakim of Odah! 10 prakim of Odah! The question that we started with is Meikara, not a question. Meikara Lisa. Where's the Hodah? We were asking where's the Hodah in Hanukkah. You know why? Hanukkah doesn't have a sefer. Hanukkah doesn't have this tremendous testimony to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and its tremendous Hodah. So what do we got? So they were talking Hallel, they were talking Hodah. What about Purim? Remember there are Shittos that say that Purim there is no Hallel. Kriyas Megillah is not considered a Hallel. Right? So it's not even Hallel. So there's no Hallel, there's no Hodah. Nothing? Only Hanukkah is this spiritual holiday? Absolutely not. The whole purpose of the Megillah is Hodah. A couple of more expressions of this, where the Megillah itself is Hodah. By the way, I love this Rambam. Next Makar 23. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "From Yeshua ben Levi, Chayav Olam Lekos Megillah B'Lailah Shem Tzvi Yalei Tzvi Megillah at night and also during the day." Shneir El Kaya Kray Yom Amavosin and B'Lailah Lo Jini Yali. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we call out to you during the day, you don't answer, and also we continue during the night, and we don't stay quiet. In other words, why do we read the Megillah twice? Because it's just like you're calling out to Hashem. It's like you're being misfollowed to Hashem. Tefillah? What in the world does the Megillah have to do with Tefillah? The same way by Tefillah you don't know how to stop. By Tefillah you just continue davening and davening and davening. You pour out your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too Megillah Esther. Where is Megillah Esther? Where is the concept of Tefillah? The Rambam just mentioned what the concept of Tefillah was. What was the concept of Tefillah? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Karol Lechol something. What was the Lashon? Let's go back. No, what was the Lashon? Migoy Vadal Shalokim Krovim Elav. He's close to us whenever we call to him. The line before that, Uchuol Shazamanu Vaya Karov Shava Seinu. I don't even know what the word Shavainu means. Maybe it's correct. I don't know. Shavainu. I don't know. Anyway, say to Yeshua, the Kabbalah just show Mea Tefillah. That's the whole purpose of Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is all about how the Tefillahs were answered. It's a testimony about the power of Tefillah. And we're Da'is Hashem, the same way when they, now we're in Galus. Even then, at the time, they were still like Hakati Avdei HaFeiros. They still needed a Gula. So they did this massive Megillah, 10 Prakim of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show Mea Tefillah. It itself is a Tefillah. Look at Rashi. Rashi on the spot in Makor number 24. Ulshanos b'yom zecher l'neis shayu zoakin b'nei tzarasan yom v'layla. They were davening to Hashem. Not just like it's one line in the Megillah. Hey, oh yeah, there is a tefillah in the Megillah. That's what we have. No, the whole Megillah is a testimony about the power of tshuva and the power of tefillah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shomea tefillah. Next day in the Gemara, it's Marnami, Amar Bichalba, Amar Uloi, Bira, Chayavad, Mugaz, 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 I'm going to be mezamret Hashem. I'm going to praise Hashem. I'm not going to stay quiet. Hashem lo kaila lo madeka. I'm going to be continuously be modeh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, reading of the Megillah at night and during the day is because there's a pasuk that says they have to continuously be modeh to Hashem. How's that the Megillah? Elamai. What do you see from this Gemara? The Farish. The Megillah itself is a hodah. The Megillah itself is a testimony, is a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very much along the lines of what we said before in the name of the Levush. And Rashi says this also here. Rashi on the next day in the Gemara says, Yizamer Chavod, go to the second line, Ukriyas HaMegillah Shevachu, Shemefarsim Emes HaNes, Vako, Mekalsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody hears the Megillah and just like, everybody's just like turning to Rosh and going like, wow! HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awesome! After you read the Megillah, everybody says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awesome. So this is the Hodat Hashem. The Megillah itself serves this role. This is not the only mitzvah where we find the idea of Hodat. Next, we're going from Inyan to Inyan. The Bracha Shas Anisim. The Shiltos. We're going to quote the Shiltos a couple of times. The Shiltos was written by Rabbi Chaibo from the Tkufa of the Gaonim. And he wrote drushos. And his drushos do not resemble a rabbi's speech today, or a drusha of a rabbi today. The Shiltos are, he asks a question, and then he says a Gemara, and he tells a story in the Gemara, and he tells a halacha from the Gemara. It's mamish, like the first time drushes. First time drushes. These are the speeches that he gave Rabbi Chaibo. So the Shiltos writes in Parshas Vayishlach, it's a drusha of Hanukkah, and the Shiltos writes the following. Shilta, the mechayvin de bezisel lo duye ulashabchuche ulashabuche kame shmaya beidda de misrachish lulisa. We have to be modeh and be mishabeach Hashem. We have to thank Hashem and we have to praise Hashem. When at the time that a nes happens to us, not only that, the kamati duchta de misrachish lulisa also, and we get to a place, and then he gives lots of examples. When you get to the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a nes for us, you're also supposed to be modeh to Hashem. Kulan haroa son, when you get to that place and you see that place, sorry to take hold of the shabbat of Tayyam Akkar. The karmate yoma di srakish lu nisal Yisrael, and when you get to a day where there was a nace in history that happened to Am Yisrael, Kigon Chanukah Purim, Mechayiv livruche baruch asher asan nisim la vasina vizman hazeh, Bechanukah al shraga, Bepurim al mikra begillah. Says the Shiltos, when you get to a point, a time, a date in the calendar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a nes for Am Yisrael, gather the bracha. The bracha is Shasanisim Abaseinu. When we make Shasanisim Abaseinu, by Hanukkah we make it on the next Hanukkah, and by Megillah we do it on the Megillah. What do you see from the Shiltos? It's Beferish. The bracha of Shasanisim has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. It's got nothing to do with the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Why do you make a bracha of Shasanisim Abaseinu? Because it's the date. This is a date that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a nes for us. So you have to be modeh to Hashem. So when you see the bracha of Shasanisim Abaseinu, that's the Hodat to Hashem. And then it's Tziv. I don't know why I got called it Tziv. I'm almost sure that the Tziv said this on the spot. The Tziv wrote here Rishon Shiltos. The Tziv was extremely versatile. The Tziv wrote five different Svar in five different realms. He wrote Perish on Chumash, Hemek Davar. We got something on the sheet. We have the Hemek Davar in his parish. We have the Netziv, his parish on Chas, and Rome Sada. We have the Netziv's parish on Shiltos, Hemek Shela, which we're going to quote soon. We have the Netziv's parish on Sifri, the Emek on Netziv. And then the Netziv wrote Shas and Chubas, Meshav Davar. Five different Svarim. Unbelievable. I think that the Netziv there on the Shiltos says, a very, very posh point. He says, what would happen if a person didn't have a Megillah? We're back to like the Miri now, right? What would happen if a person didn't have a Megillah or didn't have an Eros Hanukkah? What would the Shiltos Paskir? Absolutely, you have to make the Brach of Shasini Sabbath of Seidel. Come on. They did it. They made it connected to the Brach, to the Mitzvah. Why? Because you need to remind yourself of the Nes. But it's not like that's not active. It's just better. It's better to make the Shasa Nisim when you can see something concrete in front of you that relates to the Nes that happened. But what happens if you can't? You have a Mitzvah. The same way you get to a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a Nes for you, you gotta make a Bracha. You HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a Nes for you right now, you gotta make a Bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a Nes for Am Yisrael at this date, you gotta make a Bracha. The Bracha of Shasa Nisim. So the Bracha of Shasa Nisim is also Oda. Next, Al Nisim. Here, I want to bring up a fascinating machlokes, which I was not aware of, because I learned the Raman Shulchan Aruch, and that's it. I didn't think there was another shita, but I found another shita. The Raman Shulchan Aruch passes the following, Makar number 26. The Ein Omrim Al Anisim Rak Miyom Yidal Lo B'Tesvav. We only say Al Anisim on our Purim, but not on Shushan Purim. Ubalel Yidalid Afal Pi Shelo Karu HaMegillah Adayin Omer Al Anisim B'Tfilas Arvis. And on the night of Yidalid, even though we didn't read the Megillah yet, we say Al Anisim in Ma'ariv. Now, I didn't even think twice about that. Of course we do. Right? Every Ma'ariv before Megillah, we say Al Anisim. Gagos Mamanios in Hilvos Tefillah, skip 27, 28 is better. Gagos Mamanios in Sof Hilvos Megillah, he writes the following. Galil Purim is Falim Arvis Al Anisim Al Pishadai Arvis Al Megillah. On the night of Purim, you got in Ma'ariv with Al Nisim, even though you didn't read the Megillah yet, like the Ramah. Udiloka Asher Kasav Rav Amram B'Sidro. Rav Amram Gon, Tzkufas HaGaonim, he wrote in his Sidr Rav Amram, She'ein Omrim Al Hanisim Ad Achar Kriyas HaMegillah. Says the Hagos Mamanios, that's absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. He says, Demayishna Purim, Mikol Yontif Shomer Mein HaMa'ora Ba'arvis Af Bishadayim Lo Kidsho. Even though there's no Kedushas HaYom, even though you weren't getting to Kiddush yet on every other Chag, you didn't make Kiddush at home yet, but in Shul you should have been already saying the, you say the Tefillah of Davening, the Tefillah of Shabbos, the Tefillah of Yontif, even though you didn't say Kiddush yet. Here too, why should you have to wait for the Megillah? You don't wait for Kiddush on a regular Shabbos, on a regular Yontif. The truth is, the Rai is not a great one, because we don't have to wait for Kiddush and Shabbos at home. Where do we say Kiddush on Shabbos? What do you mean in Shul? In the Davening, in the Shemona Esrei itself. You have Mekadesh and Shabbos. So, I don't know. It's hard to know what he's talking about. Hard to know what he's talking about. What's the Pshat of Rabban? I love Shittos that we all have. We love Shittos. Love these extreme Shittos, weird Shittos. Explain it. Why wouldn't you just say it? Ma'ariv. It's Ma'ariv. What's the problem here? It's already Purim. So I thought at first that maybe the Pshat was that it's really not Purim yet. Maybe at night it's not Purim. Only during the daytime is it Purim. This is the whole Mahalach that we discussed this in Shir. Only Purim is all during the day. All the mitzvahs are only during the day. Mishloach Manos, during the day. Mahalach, during the day. Suda, only during the day. Megillah? Even the nighttime Megillah of the reading is only to facilitate the daytime reading, so that the daytime reading will be more in depth. What about Al Nisim? Al Nisim maybe depends on the date. I would say maybe not. Maybe Al Nisim, we shouldn't wait. We should just wait till the morning. But that's not what Rav Amram said. What did Rav Amram say? Did he say we don't say Al Nisim at night? What did he say?
Wait until after.
You got to wait till after the Megillah. Ma'ariv. It's Ma'ariv, which means it's already the night of Purim. Either you think it's the night of Purim, or you don't think it's the night of Purim. What do you mean Megillah? What are you waiting for the Megillah for? What do you think is Pshat in the Rav Amram going? I thought of Pshat. I thought the Pshat was that what's the Al Anisim? Al Anisim is not just to commemorate the date. It's not a Skara Me'im HaMa'ora on Purim. The Al Anisim is the Hodah that you're supposed to say during the davening. What bracha is it found in, by the way? In Birchos Hodah. Birchos Hodah in Benching. Birchos Hodah in Shemoneh Esrei. Birchos Hodah. It's not in the Haskara Me'im HaMa'ora session. Right? Everybody remembers Al Anisim is earlier. Right? Earlier in Benching, later in Shemoneh Esrei, something like that, I think so. No, it's always a different place. Why is it a different place? Because it's not only Askar Me'in Amar, it's the Hodah. It's the Hodah of Purim. Oh, when are you supposed to say the Hodah on Purim? As soon as the date arrives? Maybe not. Maybe the Megillah is there, and then from the Megillah, it's supposed to lead you towards Hodah. You told the whole story, right? Like we were saying. You're proclaiming in front of everyone. The whole story just screams, wow, the Torah was awesome. So what we do is, right after the Megillah, if you're going to daven Maariv then you should say Al HaNisim. Then you're Moses HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim. Gotta wait for the Megillah though. It should come from the Megillah. Truth is, it almost fits very nicely to the Shikas that we read earlier, the Bechtav and the Kobo, that the whole purpose of the Megillah is in order so that you'll then say Hallel, so that you'll then say Hodah. But even without the Kobo and the Bechtav, even without those Shitas, this is the idea. The Megillah is supposed to lead you towards the Hodah. Now we don't pass like the Shita. So what does that mean? It's all wrong. The Megillah is not supposed to propel you to give to Hodah to Hashem. No. We just pass again that Al HaNisim is said on the night of Purim, because once it's the date of Purim, you have to relate to the Nisim. So we say Al HaNisim. The Yisod is not impossible. The Yisod is not crazy. It's just that the Megillah is supposed to lead towards that Hodah.
But according to this Peshat, so if you read Megillah and then you wait like a few hours, you go to sleep, and then during Shacharis that day, you're like drawn to say Hodah because of the Megillah you read a few hours ago. Only if you say only if you daven after Megillah, which doesn't happen.
We don't daven. When did he daven? What did he do? What did Rav Amram do? They had Ma'ariv, and they didn't say Al HaNisim.
So
then they said Megillah. They go, Al HaNisim is inappropriate before the Megillah. Once you say the Megillah already, so then everybody... Oh, you're saying that there's a big sleeping between the four chakras?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, Sudas Purim. Here we have an incredible, beautiful Nachmina, big halacha machlokas, and that is the Marshal. The Marshal lived at the time of the Beis Yosef, a little bit right after, during the times of the Rama, really. And the Marshal... He asks, Al HaNisim, what happens if you forget Al HaNisim? Now everybody knows the halachos here, right? What happens if you forget Al HaNisim on Purim? Do you repeat? You do not repeat. But the Marshal Paskin, that if you forget Al HaNisim in Sudas Purim, you need to repeat. You need to say, you need to bench again. Why do you need to bench again? Because he says that you have an absolute chiyuv to eat bread. Al HaNisim is all because maybe you don't have any chiyuv. You don't have a chiyuv. If you don't have a chiyuv to have a suda, so then maybe, right, why do we not, let's say, Al HaNisim on Hanukkah? Why don't we repeat benching? Because you have no chiyuv to bench. When do we repeat things and when do we not repeat things, right? You know this. Do we repeat, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and we're benching, and we forget Yalav Yavu. Do we have to repeat benching?
No.
Why do we not have to repeat benching? Because there's no chiyuv to eat, there's no chiyuv to have a suda. You opted to have a suda? But they weren't betakin, a chiv, yalav yavo, unless there was a chiv to eat. There's a chiv to eat, and there's a chiv yalav yavo. Says the Marshal, there's a chiv to eat on Purim, there's a chiv suda. Once there's a chiv suda, so then the haskara of Al HaNisim is also a chiv. So they include a chiv suda, they include also a chiv Al HaNisim. So if you forget Al HaNisim, very logical, right? Very logical. Says the Magen Avraham, Magen number 31, and the Magen Avraham takes apart the Marshal and says, we do not hold like this at all. Dvarav Tzarachi on the second line, and he asks two questions. Da'atu mi'adav mitzvila d'chobi? I don't understand. If you've got Al HaNisim in davening, you're not close there. Davening, you don't have a choice in the matter. Davening is a chiyuv. So why by davening do you not repeat Al HaNisim? That's a feirush. You don't have to go back and Shmoneh Esrei. That's question number one. Then he asks another point. He says, lo matzinu, at the end of the fourth line, he says, Lo Matsinu Shekhayev Lechol Pas Purim. He even says, you don't have to eat bread for the Suda. You could have Basar, or you could have Yayin. You don't have to wash for the Suda's Purim, says the Magen Avraham. Unbelievable. What a huge machlokes. Like, we're like, everybody washes for Suda's Purim. Are you kidding me? I don't know if everybody benches for Suda's Purim, but everybody at least washes. Everybody at least washes for Suda's Purim. No? So this is the machlokes between the Marshal and the Magen Avraham. Okay, how do we pass it? We pass it and you do not have to repeat. We pass it that the minhag is to have bread. The machmeh for the Marshal is to at least have bread. But you don't have to repeat benching if you forget. And that's the Marshal versus the Magen Avraham. The Netziv picks up on some of the Shonos, the Shildos, And then he brings up the Marshal too. So let's look at the Shiltos. Makar number 32. By the way, this is the most explicit makar that there is about Hodar. Makar number 32. The Shiltos in Parshas Vayakel, which is a Shilta about Purim. He says the following. Shilta, the Mechaivin de Beis Yisrael, let's dive in the Lashon well. Shilta, the Mechaivin de Beis Yisrael, the Mechal ul Mishte de Puria, the Oduye Vishabuche Kameshmaya al Kolnisa Davin ul Akarish Brachu. You'll see Basos Sami Mamish de Simba. Says the Shiltos, that Kval Yisrael is Mechuyev to eat and to drink on Purim, and to give Hodah and Shevach on the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Now what is the Shiltos talking about? What is the Shiltos sound like? He just makes two things. I mean, he just like puts two things in one shot. Number one is, you have to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to give Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second thing, by the way, there's a Chiyuv to eat and drink on Purim, there's a Chiyuv Suda. The Shiltos puts it all in one together. He says, you have a Chiyuv to eat and to drink and to give Hodah and to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the kavanah of the Shiltos? Then the Tziv in his parish on Shiltos in Makar number 30, in Makar number 33, offers two pshatim. Both beautiful. Both cannot be correct. Only one is correct. But both are beautiful. They both lean to the same Yisod. Veli Nira says in the Tziv, we'll just read the first line, Devadai ala achila kai, v'hainu shemechuyav lomar ala nisim bevrechas amazon l'shitis rabbeinu shah. In other words, what the Shiltos just said is you have a chiyuv to say Al Nisim. And to say Al Nisim, you have to be motivated to struggle for the Nisim. By the way, Al Nisim, where were they attacking Al Nisim? In benching. So you better wash, you better have a sunnah, so that you can bench, in order so that you can say Al Nisim. This is like, I gotta go make an Ashigatha now. It's really like exactly that same type of idea. In other words, what are we doing this for? Why are we eating now? It's not Al Nisim, it's just you ate already, so now you have to bench. No, we're all trying to get to the benching. We all want to say Al Nisim. How do you say Al Nisim? You gotta eat first. You have to bench in order so that you can say Al Nisim. That's the Nitziv's first shot. The whole chiyuv is to go in order to say Al Nisim. And lefize, there's a chiyuv to say Al Nisim. There's a mitzvah to say Al Nisim. How are you going to get to Al Nisim? You have a chiyuv to eat. Lefize, you have a chiyuv to wash. And then the Nitziv said that the Shiltos hold according to this shot, like the Marshal, there's a chiyuv to eat so that you could eventually say Al Nisim. That's his first pshat. And that's what the whole Suda is for. He has a beautiful Lashonah, so it's just one line. Avalagon Lamat, fourth line at the end. Avalagon Lamat Mitibri Rabbeinu Deikar HaSuda Mishimoduye Vishabkuche Kame Shmaya. Unbelievable. V'chol Chiyuvu Bebracha Bainar Al-Nisim. In other words, you have a Chiyuv to be molded to Hashem, and that's why you have a Chiyuv to eat, and then you have a Chiyuv to say Al-Nisim. And the whole Suda, look how we turned everything around. The whole Suda is there for what? For Hodah. That's why we were talking Hodah. We started with our, right? What was our first question in the Suga? Our first question in the Suga is, my gosh, it looks like there's only Mishnah V'Simcha on Purim. It's only a Suda on Purim. It's all Gashmis on Purim. Now, what did we just say? What are you doing the whole Mishnah V'Simcha for? You're doing the whole Mishnah V'Simcha in order so that you can do Hodah. That's the whole purpose of the Suda. The whole purpose of the Suda is to do the Hodah. That's why there's a Chiyah Suda. The Chiyah Suda so that you can bench and you can finally say Al Nisim. Then the Nitziv says the second parish. So close to the first, just a drop different. But Odei Shofarish made it a new paragraph. But Odei Shofarish Dibur Rabbeinu, second paragraph, number 33. But Odei Shofarish Dibur Rabbeinu, Oduye Vishabuche Al Ha'achila, Hainu Lomar Shirin the Hodos. You know what it's talking about? It's talking about singing Zmiros and saying Divrei Torah at the meal. That's what the Chiyuv Hodah is. So what he just changed is, it's not the Al Nisim that's the code. The obligation is the Hodah during the meal. Not the Hodah after the meal, but the Hodah during the meal. And then all of these sodas that he set up until now are still true. Why do you have a Chiyuv to eat? Why do you have a Chiyuv Suda? So that you can say Divrei Torah on the meal. So that you can sing Tov L'Hodah to Hashem. So that you can finally say Divrei Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can say thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of this, that's why we do the Suda. The whole purpose of the Suda is in order so that we can give Hodah to Hashem. And then he says, so too, V'chein Hitzkinu, at the end of the last, he says, V'chein Hitzkinu Chazal B'Pesach, the last lines of his piece, V'chein Hitzkinu Chazal B'Pesach Lomar Halal HaSuda. You know why we have this whole meal on Leila Seder? In order so that we can give Halal to Hashem. It's all about the Hodah. I quoted Makor number 34 because the Netziv himself alludes to his parish in Hemegavar about the Korban Todah. And that's what he says, that the whole Korban Todah, the reason why you have this whole Suda with your friends in order to finish off all the breads that are in the Korban Todah, it's all because it's all about Hodah. So therefore, why do you do the whole Suda, and why do you have the Suda's Hodah? To give Hodah. It's not for the Suda. We changed our direction. We changed our orientation now. Right? What's the purpose? Why are we having this incredibly beautiful, fantastic Suda on Purim? We're doing that so that we can give Hodah Hashem. We'll skip that. Makkah number 36. Makkah number 36. Ah! We said we were going to get back to that. Makkah number 36 and 6. Says the Prima Gadim in Shofanar, a fascinating Nafkamina, Halacha L'maisa. And the Prima Gadim writes the following, one of the great poskim. It's found in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, or in the new Shulchan Aruch that they print out. He now got on the front of the page. He's now in the front of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the godless of the new Shulchan Aruch. Besides the beautiful typesets of the new Shulchan Aruch, so the Prima Godin finally got his due. I heard about Ramosha, that Ramosha knew every Prima Godin about that. Every Prima Godin. If you look in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, Prima Godin wrote tiny letters, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And Moshe is supposed to know every Prima Godin about it. Oh, hey, that's good. All right. Yeah, anyway, says the Prima Godin in Hilchasberg. Yizaru b'Netilas Yadayim. Everybody should be careful to wash Netilas Yadayim on Purim. Everybody should be careful. Yes, Hilchas Yom Mitzvah. Usudas Purim Matzal Sevyonim Shalach Manos Yesh Lomar Shel Tzarech Kavana. This is unbelievable. Tzarech Kavana. What do you mean kavana? What kind of kavana? Mitzvah Sirus Kavana? What are you talking about here? Why do you need Mitzvah Sirus Kavana here? It's also a mitzvah that you're doing with a maisa that's so clear that you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you need kavana for? And then he says, ubim, on the first of the next line, first word, ubim something yudalid, de matzah shenene yatsa afigab lo mechave. What do you mean? Whenever you have hana'a, you don't need kavana. Like when you have hana from Macholos Asuros, you don't need kavana for the Isser. Hana is enough already to connect you to the act. So here too, you're getting hana from the Suda. So why do I need extra kavana? Why do I need a cognitive thought here of kavana? Why do I have to have this active cognitive thought? I'm already doing an action that I'm getting hana from. So you know that it's me. You know that I'm connected to this mitzvah. Why do I need this extra active cognitive thought? Says Prima Gadim. Yesh lomar, suda ikar lezecher hanes shenasai de suda alkimboi kavana. The suda is ikar lezecher hanes. What's the amkus in the Prima Gadim? The amkus in the Prima Gadim is that the reason why you need kavana is because it's not about the suda. If it was just about the food, you ate the food. What do you need kavana for? What do you need an extra thought? Just the body. Your body ate the food. That's not what the suda is for. The Suda is not for the eating and the drinking. The Suda is for the Hodah. The Suda is for the Zecher Hanes. That's what the Suda is for. Now let's go back to Makkah number 6. In Makkah number 6, the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah says, Mitzvah Zecher Chanukah, one of the most famous Rambams in Hilchos Chanukah, Mitzvah Zecher Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Yiyad Ma'od, Mitzvah Li Adam Li Zahir Ba, Kedei Lo'odiyah Hanes, Ulo'osif, B'Shevach HaKel, V'Hodah Yolah, Nisim Shal Salanu. Mitzvah Zecher Chanukah is Chaviva. Because we do it for Hodah. It's very, very Chaviva. My Nachmina says it's all Chaviva. Now you could say it's the next line. Therefore, if you don't have anything to eat, you only have anything to stock us, then you have to sell your ksus. But the Rav said another Nachmina. Why does the Rambam say that this is Ner Chanukah Chaviva Ad Meod? He means to say that you need Kavana by Ner Chanukah. Why do you need Kavana by Ner Chanukah? Because it's Hodah. Any mitzvah that's Hodah oriented, it's not about the act anymore. So therefore, it doesn't matter. You just did the act. Mitzvah maybe not so you was kavana. What do you mean? It's not about the act. It's the extra hodah. If you don't have the kavana for the hodah, then you're not doing the hodah right. So too, this Prima Gadim. This Prima Gadim says the same thing about suda and says the same thing. Is it only suda? I forgot. You saw one else? I don't remember. Okay. Continue. Last place where we find hodah, and that is the din of Adlo Yada. Chayiv inish lesume bepuria ad lo yada be'ar hamal avar of Mordechai. The mitzvah of drinking on Purim of ad lo yada. So there's an amazing taz and an amazing yada frame. The taz is found on the side of Shulchan Aruch, and so is the Arafat. The Taz says, we're not going to read inside, but he says, there are two basic hodas of Purim. There are two things that we should be happy about. We should be happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of our enemies, that Haman went down, and we're also happy in the fact that Klal Yisrael came out on top. Those are two different hodas. Well, you're supposed to drink enough until it can slurry the two hodas, that the hodas become one, that you can't really tell the difference between the hodas. In other words, it's all about the hodas, and Adlo Yoda means you shouldn't really make a differentiation between that hoda, this hoda. It should all merge into one hoda. That's the Taz. Taz is very nice. We got a Ephraim. Ephraim is written by Ephraim Zalman Margolios, incredible encyclopedic mind. And he said an incredibly beautiful parish. And he says in Mukhar number 38, and for me, this was revealed to me at night in a dream. Maybe Motzei Purim. Shekavana, what is this whole idea of Adlo Yada, which seemingly makes no sense? You know why we drink on Purim? It's all because of Simcha. No. Why do we need to be so b'simcha? Why is it so important to have simcha? Is it just because of Ivduas Hashem b'simcha? Mitzvah gedolah lios b'simcha? Says the Yad Ephraim the following. U'machmas shiyesh shori b'simcha yechet vas Hashem ma'uzo v'yitein todos v'halal Hashem aleis mitoch harchavat aleiv. Because it'll get you thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person is usually so timid. A person usually, there are boundaries, there are obstacles. What the drinking does is it loosens you up. It doesn't loosen you up so that you can do crazy things. It doesn't loosen you up that you can do wild things and other things. It loosens you up so that you can finally realize certain things and understand and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and finally say, I love you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love the fact that I'm in Eretz Yisrael right now. I can't believe I'm learning Torah in the yeshiva, in this yeshiva. Unbelievable. You give hoda and halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point of the drinking. The drinking leads to simcha, an incredible amount of simcha, and that incredible amount of simcha leads to an incredible hoda to Hashem. Then he says, said the Ephraim, V'lachain, ain't only shtaker, yotem yidai. A person cannot get too drunk. She's bab. Now, I'll say it outside. That's why there's a gvul. That's why it's ad below ad bichlal. That's why it doesn't mean until you really can't distinguish anymore, you can't give hodah to Hashem anymore. If you're already at that stage where you can't give hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you miss the whole point. Because he says the whole deed of Chayav Inish L'Sumei is for the purpose of hodah to Hashem. The whole purpose of the din is for hodah to Hashem. So if you're at a stage where you can't distinguish anymore, so then you cannot possibly fulfill the mitzvah anymore. He says a great vort. I don't know if I even quoted it on the sheet. I didn't. By the way, he says at the end of this line, he says, at the very last line, he says, "Va'es benenei la'baboker," you know, I contemplated about this in the morning when I woke up, "V'ra'isi kenacha." I realized that it was correct. No, his nighttime journey of Talmud Torah, thinking about this sugya, finally when he woke up in the morning, telling you, must have been Motzei Purim. Sounds so much better. Anyway, he woke up the next morning, and it finally came to him. Maybe it came to him after he. I don't know. Anyway, maybe he saw how it didn't. I'm not sure. Anyway, so he says a beautiful pshat. You know, the Gemara has a story. Chayav Inish L'Sumei. If anybody did the sugya, it's great. The Gemara says Chayav Inish L'Sumei before you. Then the Gemara quotes a story, one of the wildest stories in all of Shas, that Rav and Rav Zeira got together. They had a suda. Somebody got drunk. Rabbi got drunk, and he killed Reb Zera. He killed Reb Zera. No, so they did a little tchias hamesim, and then Rabbi and Reb Zera, once again, the next year they start thinking like maybe we should get together again for the suda. And they said, "No, who says we're going to be able to do mechayim hamesim next year as we did this year? And who says it's always decent for us?" So, all the rishonim are bothered by, you know. The Gemara says Chayav Inish L'Sumei and then tells a story about how it's terrible to the Chayav Inish L'Sumei. So I said this story. The Gemara doesn't even quote it as a question. The Gemara just quotes it as like a din, and then the Gemara quotes a story about the dangers of that din. It's very hard to understand So the Yad Ephraim says, beautiful. What does the din say? You have a chiv to drink until you can't distinguish anymore. And then they tell a story about a person who went too far, who went over the limit. So you see from the Gemara the limit. You see from the Gemara the Maita that's absolutely right. But the Dino Kaya is in the Sume. Ah, the Lo Yada. You see that this is the limit. This is a beautiful shot. Beautiful shot in the Gemara. Oh, just to finish off with a little Agadita, really just a one-liner. There's a beautiful Gra in Megillas Esther. I quoted it on the sheet. I quoted it in my share already. It's a beautiful mashal of the Gra about what is, how are we supposed to understand the Nes of Purim. And he tells a mashal, and the mashal is of a king who has a son, who his son messed up, his only child, and he banishes his son from the palace, and he throws him into the forest, tells him, get away, you got to do a tshuva. And he's in the forest, but the father doesn't want anything to happen to his son, so he sends a lot of guards out, and he sends people out to protect his son, but he doesn't want the son to know that he's somewhere in the wings protecting him. So what happens? Right, he wakes up the next morning and he sees that there was a bear right outside his tent that was ready to pounce on him, obviously, but just died. Had a heart attack right outside his tent. He goes, wow, this is unbelievable. Oh, I had it. I was almost a dead man. Then it happens a second time. Then it happens a third time. After three times, he realized, my dad is helping me. My dad is making sure that nothing happens to me. So he banished me, and it looks like he threw me out of the palace, but you know what? He's still protecting me. And then he starts feeling incredible love for his father. And it leads to tshuva, and then it leads him to repair the relationship with his father. Says the Gra, beautiful mashal. The Gra says, this is the mashal of Megillah. Kodesh Baruch Hu banished Am Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. We are now in Golus. Megillah is the first story in Golus Bavel. Kodesh Baruch Hu banishes us. But then, what? Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't protect us anymore. Kodesh Baruch Hu shows through the Teva. Kodesh Baruch Hu is always orchestrating everything. Kodesh Baruch Hu is always behind the scenes. And he protects us. And when we realize after all of this chain of events, an unbelievable series of circumstances, that obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything, we have an incredible love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes us do tshuva. It helps in our, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of what he did, and then as a response we then decide to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we decide to be in the Kabbalah to Torah. Kabbalah Satorah is an expression of the tremendous Ava and Hoda that we have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Hodah and Purim is supposed to lead to this. So we just the Chazer a little bit. We talked about where is the Halal and Hodah on Purim. There is Halal and Hodah on Hanukkah. And we started with, maybe the Bach is right. Could it be that there's only Halal Hodah on Hanukkah and Purim is clearly just the Mishnah B'Simcha? We said no. Purim goes further that there's Mishnah B'Simcha, but there's absolutely Halal and Hodah. Is there Halal? That was a debate. Maybe Mikra Megillah is the Halal. Maybe it leads to Halal. Maybe it itself is the Halal. Maybe it itself is the Shira. Why do we have this weird Halal? Maybe it's because we have to hide it, or maybe we have to do it in the most revealed way possible. It's a public spectacle. Ein lecha Shira gadol mizeh. Ein lecha Shira gadol mizeh, says the Levush. And then we started to forget Halal. What about Hodah? Is there Hodah on the Purim? And we said the Mikra Megillah, the entire purpose of the Megillah was for Hodah, the Rambam and the Hakdam Aliyah and Hazaka. The Gemara where it talks about Lamayim Zemechachavah V'leidam Shemal Kailam Madeka, there's a din of Hodah by Mikra Megillah. There's a din of Hodah by the Bracha of Shas HaNisim, the Shiltos. There's a din of Hodah by Al HaNisim, maybe as an expression from the Megillah itself. After we read the Megillah, then you're supposed to say Al HaNisim. The Suda's Purim itself is a Suda's Hodah, and the whole Suda was there for Hodah. Chayi V'nish L'sume, the Mishnah and the Simcha that you get from it is all for the Hodah to Hashem. And then eventually that Hodah is supposed to lead to an incredibly beautiful Kabbalah Satorah that we hope Mirz Hashem to experience on.